was released by the doctor certainly before yesterday. I still wanted to have the opportunity, our staff, to work him out vigorously and have him burst and move and do the sudden footwork and climb the pocket, do those kinds of things. And he did it very effectively yesterday, threw the ball very effectively yesterday, and came up this morning. There was no residual issues, no swelling. There was nothing there at all. And so we practiced him today, and he had a very efficient, a good practice, good start, and he will start on Sunday.
All right, welcome back. That is Mark Trestman, the head coach of the Chicago Bears. We welcome you back to Stratton's Market, Dugan's Pub, downtown Little Rock, 3rd and Rock, the coziest little place that ever was. There is a quarterback controversy underway in Chicago. We are joined now by one of the finest coaches in the history of the state of Arkansas, Joe Foley. Coach, I don't know what your policy is on playing hot players versus players who were the starters and got hurt, but I think Josh McCown should be the guy this week. Now, the good news for the Bears, they're playing the Cleveland Browns, and frankly, just about anybody at this table could probably start the game and give them a fighting chance to win this weekend. But this is an interesting situation because McCown has played so well, and now Cutler comes back. What's your policy?
Watch basketball. College basketball is my policy.
What's your policy with kids as far as if somebody goes down and you got a player that steps in and plays extremely well? Do you give the starter, the person that went down injured, the job right back, or do you go with the hot hand?
I give the starter. I stay with the starter.
Okay.
If they've earned it, I go back with the starter.
Well, very good. Well, unfortunately, as we were talking in the break, you have dealt with some injuries. I do want to congratulate you on win number 200. Which it has been a great run. How many years? What year is this for you at UALR?
Starting 11 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Coach Shields and I both starting out 11 right now.
It's amazing. Did you get a chance to see Porter this week when he was in town?
No, I didn't. We were out of town. So
yeah. I heard him on the morning show a little bit. I know he spoke to the tip-off club.
Yeah, Porter is the one that called me that got me down here, and then he left 2 weeks after I got here.
Joe, come down. We're going to have a blast.
Exactly.
Just kidding.
He was telling me how good it was, how good Peterson was and all that. And the next thing I know, I come down, and he said, I'm leaving.
Yeah, well, at least you got a new facility. That wasn't a lie.
It was.
So that was nice.
Very nice.
I remember interviewing you in the field house. Every time you come on, I talk about this. But what a fun run it's been watching you guys gain the success. And this week, I mean, who would have ever thought when we sat in the field house doing that interview that y'all would be hosting LSU this weekend? That's pretty amazing.
That's unbelievable. You know, got to go to Texas. Texas coming back here next year, hosting LSU, which is 13 in the country, and a great ball club. Been watching film on them. Probably one of the better ball teams. Even though they're ranked 13th, they may even move up from that. They're a very aggressive ball club, a very good basketball team. And it's a team that Central Arkansas better come out and watch because you might not get the opportunity. You know, you talk about playing in War Memorial and getting teams in to play in there in football. Well, this is one of the best women's basketball team you'll have a shot at watching. So people ought to turn out Sunday afternoon and give it a shot.
Blowout victory against Incarnate Word the other night, 82-34. How much of that was you guys played really well? How much was a function of playing Incarnate Word?
Well,
and I don't know much about their program. I know they're new in the Sun Belt, but don't know much about their basketball program.
Well, I didn't either. And it's one they're moving into Division One, and we knew we'd be playing Texas last week, and things didn't go very well there, so we needed a game of that sort between Texas and LSU. It was a good chance to let kids feel good about themselves. Like you say, playing through a lot of injuries right now. Hannah Foney back with a senior post player. It's helped us win 3 conference titles, and we're counting on her. And now we're playing a freshman there, and then point guard Cobbins, a junior. We planned on playing her at the point. Now we're playing a freshman there. So we went from a lot of experience to a very inexperienced at the 2 most important positions. So we're battling through it, and I thought we showed a lot of improvement the other night, and hopefully we're starting to do those things.
These are season-ending injuries?
Phony is trying to fight back, but it's one of those situations. She'll play for a little while, get sore, can't do much as far as conditioning. So it's just one of those situations. You get 4 or 5 minutes, and it's tough for her to play right now.
So as far as LSU, talk to me about, you've been watching tape, which I'm sure is intimidating. But
talk about size now. They're 6'5", 6'4", inside. A little bit bigger than Texas, and I thought Texas was huge. And then their guards are a lot more aggressive than Texas guards. So they play a great matchup zone defense, and with that size, they can cover a lot of territory. And You know, we had trouble scoring against Texas from the perimeter. We had good shots, just couldn't knock anything down. But LSU even, I think, does a better job defensively, attacks the basket better, and that's the reason I think they're a better ball club. You talk about a team that, you know, really knows how to play the game defensively and offensively. I think the people of Arkansas ought to come out and watch this team play.
Joe Foley joining us here. We're at Dugan's Pub, Pigskin Preacher with me as well, and Bill Vickery will be along with us later also, and we'll talk to him about goodness knows what, probably a little more Big Ten versus SEC debate, which is always fun.
Yeah, his friend from Memphis was stirring me up on Sunday when we got snowed in from church.
Yeah.
I got a bone to pick with him.
First time ever we got snowed out from the church house. That's never happened to me before.
Yeah, we got iced out, actually, but the parking lot was a sheet of ice. It was really bad.
Well, you know, we got fogged out at the airport. We had two. First time I ever checked into the airport twice and still not get on a plane, and ended up taking the team to Texas, leaving about 8 o'clock that night and getting in about 3 in Austin. So I'm sure that didn't help our shooting. I'm not going to blame it on that, but it sure didn't help us any, I'll tell you that.
Well, it's been wild. Of course, the men, I guess, rescheduled the Tulsa game a couple different times, and you guys were the same. Are you going to play Tulsa then or not?
I don't think we're going to get it worked out because, you know, we had this game, we got semester test, and I just don't think we're going to get it worked out right now.
Well, that's unfortunate. But, again, Sunday against LSU, we haven't talked about the conference, and, of course, there's been a lot of change here the last couple of years. Been a lot of changes in the law, Coach. Western's last year in the conference. Middle Tennessee has already bolted, and certainly Middle and ULR developed quite a rivalry. So who's the top target now in the league for you guys to sort of focus on? I know it's every week, but who are the teams that are expected to finish towards the top?
I think Western, you got every starter back. You know, they were very good last year. They beat us in the regular season both times, and we got them in the tournament. And then I think ASU has got a good ball club, and they've played some very quality teams and lost a few. But I think it'll be between Western and then ASU, and then hopefully we'll be in the mix by the end.
LSU game is at 2?
2 o'clock.
On Sunday.
On Sunday.
Very good. Well, that'll be fun. I will say, although it's getting down to the wire on NFL matchups, there are not a lot of great NFL matchups this weekend, at least not, especially not early. So let's get over to the Jack and can catch some other games later. You know what? The Cowboys will still be at home losing when you get home, so you can go over and watch ULR beat up on LSU, hopefully, and then go home and watch the Cowboys struggle with the Packers. I don't know if they'll pull it out or not, but anyway, interesting.
It'll be a great afternoon.
Should be fun. I'm excited about it. Well, Coach, I appreciate you coming by here, and good luck on Sunday. That'll be a lot of fun. And, hey, no matter what happens, it's going to strengthen that RPI, right?
Exactly.
So that's good.